Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. We fight with weapons that are different from those the world uses. Our weapons have power that God can destroy the enemy's strong places. We destroy people's arguments and every proud thing that raises itself against the knowledge of God. We capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. How ironic it would be to profess to fight against human arguments and pride that oppose the knowledge of God if we, the people of God who are joining the battle, would refuse to bring our weapons and our fighting styles before God for examination. How can we fight against arguments and proud things if, in our pride, we are not willing to capture and submit our own thoughts before Christ? We would have human arguments against human arguments, and pride against pride, no difference in weapons or fighting styles, the Christian pots calling the pagan kettles black. So what do? We capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. We must first be willing to capture our thoughts, to struggle through and sort out what we really believe. This is difficult because we confuse even ourselves with what we believe and what we profess. But our real problem is often that we don't want to face our thoughts because we do not want to change our minds. Now we are getting somewhere in our quest. The nitty-gritty is that we do not want to let go of our beliefs, our precious. So again we face the irony. Until and unless I am willing to bring every thought in obedience before Jesus Christ, I am no different than the rebels I profess to fight against. Philip Hughes, in his commentary on 2 Corinthians, says this about taking every thought captive. In this way, the genuine Christian position is established, the rebellion of the human heart is quelled, the truth of God prevails, and the divine sovereignty is acknowledged. The capture, moreover, proves to be a radical liberation, for only in unconditional surrender to God, his Creator, Redeemer, and Judge, is man's freedom to be found. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.